Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
I know your anger, I know your dreams. Can the American people change Washington, D.C.?
Washington today, you cannot fix Washington. Washington was created in deception starting in 1868. The 41st Congress changed Washington to a corporate-style government and gave it an area of jurisdiction of 100 square miles, which is known as Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia today. In 1974, some of the land was taken back from Washington, and today, Washington is 68 square miles. Anyone who claims to be a citizen of the United States, under legal definition of the United States, is pledging their allegiance to Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia. They are not Americans. You could be a U.S. citizen, or you could be an American, but you can't be both. It's impossible. Anyone who claims to be a citizen of the United States, under legal definition of the United States, is pledging their allegiance to Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia. They are not Americans. You could be a U.S. citizen, or you can be an American, but you can't be both. It's impossible. The total jurisdictional authority and territory of the corporation in Washington is the District of Columbia, period. It has never been legislated any differently than that. So, why is the District of Columbia ruling over the states in America? Well, they're doing it, go back to the implied consent that we talked about earlier. They are using the implied consent of the people because we are not saying no. You can throw everybody out of Washington. You can vote every single one out. You can change the president, change the entire Congress, and you cannot change Washington. It was created in deception. It has operated in deception since 1868, and nothing you do to change it. There's nothing you can do to change it. Can't change Washington. Washington is what it is. A leopard cannot change its spots. They cannot turn over a new leaf because the laws are designed for them to deceive, lie, and cheat the American people. We can document that.
All right.
American people lose the original constitutional republic?
Well, first of all, everybody thought we still had the same system of government that we always had because it changed so slowly and gradually, and they never told the public. They never told us what was going on. The government was changed without the consent of the people, and it's very clear in the Declaration of Independence that they govern by the consent. Well, then, under our system of law, for them to alter or abolish or change anything in the Constitution, they have to go to the people. Congress can't do that. And in 1868, when this change really started, it went from 1868 through 1882 where the primary changes were done, Congress never once asked the people what they wanted. And they had no authority to move forward. We get our authority from the Declaration, the Holy Bible, and the Constitution to move forward, and that's what we embrace. Now, about 30 years ago, a group of people we call patriots or sovereigns, whatever the term was at the time, began to study the law. But we'd been dumbed down. We didn't know what was going on. We had no idea what had been done to the American people. But we began to study and read the law. And all of a sudden, things started showing up. It's all in there. It's all recorded, but it's hidden. But when we started doing thousands, and many people across the country started doing studies, all of a sudden, God gave the people an interest in the law. And it was part of a divine movement across this nation to wake up the people of America. All of this was orchestrated by God, folks. It was not orchestrated by us. God woke the people up, and they began to study, and they began to learn that the keys to their freedom was in the law already, and we just uncovered those keys, and we brought them out, and we began to use them. And we discovered that they never got our consent to do away with our republic. So everything that has been done since 1872 at the very latest, probably earlier than that, has been done without the consent of the people and therefore is unlawful. But that doesn't make it illegal. It is legal because we have given our implied consent. And implied consent works like this. If you're holding a cup of coffee and drinking a cup of coffee, and I walk up to you and I take that cup of coffee away from you and you don't say no or you don't protest, whose coffee is it? It's my coffee now. But if I try to take it away from you and you don't let me have it, you get to keep the coffee, right? That's the way implied consent worked. The people did not say no. And so the government, in their legal system, decided that that is okay because they didn't protest. They didn't say no. Well, the people are standing up now by the thousands across America and joining with this republic and saying no. And now the legal system is in very much jeopardy because they cannot continue to operate without the consent of the people. And the people are not granting them that consent anymore. So they have no authority, and we have all the authority. Because this republic was sanctioned by Almighty God. It is recorded in history, and it has never been repealed.
Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. But this, I want to get this off my chest right off the bat. Is that this is going to be the last video I ever do. I don't see any reason to do any more after this. This is pretty enough. I think it's going to be beyond the scope of most people's ability to even consider. But hopefully you'll look into it on your own over the next month or 6 or year, whatever you have left. But the reason you're going, probably not much. Everything, I'm going to basically be doing one long video, but it's going to have 3 or 4 components to it. And every one of these components, all of this, everything I use today, if it looks like I'm dressed like this, everything in those videos applies to any country that has a central banking system in place. So everything I do on this board relates directly to all central banking communities, countries, companies, whatever you want to call them, everything I talk about today. Let's just get that for a second. Today I'm going to talk about the will and testament, what that actually means, because I don't believe anybody in America, possibly the world, other than those in control, know what the will and testament actually consist of. I'm going to be doing a quick once-over on the concept of the law merchant. In the United States, or within the United States, the law merchant is called the Department of Justice. That's the system that they put in place, the bankers put in place in 1870 to look over their property. I'm going to be doing sort of a timeline sketch of the birth certificate and the certificate of live birth. And the entities that mom and mother created when she went into their public charitable hospital, public foundling hospital. And finally, probably the most important thing I do today is going to be called what I call the house. And everybody watching this, whether they want to believe it or not, I don't care how patriotic you think you're going to be, after this explanation of the house, there shouldn't be a soul who wants to live under the terms of those that claim to be your caretakers. Because everybody watching this, 100%, I guarantee it, 100% of everybody that's watching this explanation lives in their house, resides within their house, under their roof. So I'm going to be going over the will and testament, the law merchant, the birth certificate, and the house. Another thing I want to do is explain
Well, first of all, let's do this. I'm going to try to do all this up front so I can just stay on track with everything else. I want to get a sample of people that over the last couple of years have really taken the time or provided information for me that was critical for me coming to some of these conclusions that I've come to. I want to say, first and foremost, the informant. Without that man's works, if you don't have them, you should be purchasing them right now. I don't care. Go online, find out where you can buy them. You have to contact me at walkthetalk.us@gmail.com, and I will hook you up with the informer's works. The informer is the man that actually made it possible for me to understand the true history of America, not the garbage that's taught in a public school. That's garbage. Robert Menard up in Canada, he taught me about the concept of the society where I came up with the idea of God. So, thanks to Robert Menard. Gene Keating, a lot of people have trouble with that man, but Tony did express made it possible for me to understand the concept of commerce and how it all fits together and how the gambling system, how their private legal system does what it does for profit. Rob Reiner, thank you very much for the idea of the team and everything that meant to me. Frank McCollum, at least, with the canon law and all your explanations about the Vatican and things like that, it connected an awful lot of dots for me. John Harris over in England, thank you for your person. Well, not for your person personally, but thank you for your explanation of person. It really helped a lot. Bruce Ray Riggs down in Florida, Mr. DirtSampleSam.com, thank you for your input on the 14th Amendment. Without you, I would have never gotten beyond it. Dave Williams, Mr. Dave, absolutely brilliant man. Thank you for introducing me to the concept of a much larger, bigger picture, making me think beyond the box. Mary Cross, your input on trust got me going in that direction, and it was Gene Clifford on that. I'm following up on that. I mean, without Gene Clifford and his concept of liability, I would have never got to these situations. Jordan Maxwell with your ideas behind the words, the terms, what they're using in the different languages. Michael Sterling, your symbolism is absolutely amazing. Your presentation on the New World Order and how it is all connected. I have some friends out there that have helped do a lot of research. And they're the most important of all because without having people behind me, supporting what I'm doing, I wouldn't be doing it, even though I'm angry all by myself. Gene Ulrich, a friend of mine, her ideas on the common law, even though I don't agree with all of them, the common law was a big stretch for me. I had to get beyond that to get to where I am today. So, if I left anybody out, I apologize, but these folks had presentations that made all the difference in the world for me. Now, that said, I'm going to just think of the last thing I do, all my research, everything. This is Black Law 5th Edition. I don't care what edition you use, but I use Black because it's 1979. A lot of changes have happened since then, but this seems to be central. It works best for me. So Black Law 5th Edition. Here's what I want to explain about Black Law as opposed to all the other so-called law dictionaries, number one, movie games, Valentine's, all that stuff. Those are law books. We're not talking about law in America. Within the United States, the perimeter of the United States, there is no law. It's a private legal system. The Department of Justice has its own language based upon the Attorney Guild, established back in 1355 or whatever, but it is a guild, and the guild has its own language. In fact, the Black Law book is a book of spells. Black meaning, the book of death. Why is it a book of death? Because it only applies to dead person, not living man or woman. So it is a book of the death. It's a magical book where words are not what they seem, where something such as the combination of words true copy makes the word true untrue. You can get it if you have a Black Law, look up true copy. So if you have any documents from your county recorded or they're certified, if they say true copy, they mean untrue. You need to look that stuff up, folks. So I suppose, I got some books in front of me. Let me just get this stuff out of the way. There's a lot of people asking what type of books you should be reading. And again, you have to have an open mind on this stuff. If you don't, none of this stuff will make sense. Some of the books that I've been working through are Gilbert's Law Summaries on Trust and on Contracts. It's important. You got the history. the American Bar Institute, she could give you how all this stuff got put in place, and along with the American Bar, you got the Uniform Probate Code and the Uniform Comp Code from Web Publishing. It's my favorite because it explains how their court system is working against you. The Common Law by Oliver Wendell Holmes. Again, if you understand what was being done in the late 1800s, you'll know how it all fits together now. The Commentaries by Blackstone. You'll see how it all fits together by using Blackstone. The thing that is a book that started the law for me was the essay on the early history of the law merchant by William Mitchell. That's when I realized that all the system in place, the Department of Justice, is the law merchant court system. It is private, pure commerce, there is no law in America. Some of my favorite books, early on, were The Politics of Obedience by H.N. Delawati. And that is where what H.N. is talking about is the fact that all of the stuff that's happening to us today is ultimately by our consent. And we can actually change it, a withdrawal of our consent as well. Perspectives on the Uniform Commercial Code by Douglas Mitowitz and Mastering Secure Transactions Article 9 of the UCC by Richard Nowaka explains, and I think you'll see how these things all come together, the Uniform Commercial Code. An Introduction to Roman Law by Barry Nicholas. Just in a short period of time I've had this, you'll get the gist of what the civil rule book is for Americans, even though they're not really Americans, they're U.S. citizens by franchise, but the Introduction to the Roman Law is probably the best, most simplest version of the Roman law system that we're living under. Law of Nations, obviously, but my favorite one is this one here. But this is the cell, but it also has explanations along its sides, so you can see where you're going fairly quick. What else do I have here? This is probably a little more damaging. This is from 1845. This is a treatise on the practice of the High Court of Chancery. You can get this at Google Docs. It's about 500 pages, but I'll tell you what, when you're reading through this, everything that I'll be speaking about today pretty much laid down in this. This is like an outline of what's going on. The First Democrat of America by Charlotte Isherby. If you really want to know what the public schools have been doing over the last X number of years and what why they were designed, get a copy of this. Again, email me at walkthetalk.us@gmail.com if you want. I can't provide it, but I can actually send you a downloadable version of this. Finally, I would suggest that people want to see this stuff in action, obviously you've heard of the Matrix. Sadly, most people think the Matrix is something beyond this, not very simple. The Matrix is their us providing energy to our labor for a private commercial system, a UCC system that's actually owned and operated by the Bank of England. We know where that goes. Truman Show, probably one of the best versions of a man in the house that you could possibly find. In fact, it's so obvious that he gets out of the house. It's actually a physical place in this movie. But this is a man that made a decision to get out of the house and not be basically tied or tethered to their private system. Basically, he had to be willing to give up his life to do it. It's a great movie. Strangers in Fiction, another great movie. What these movies that I'm pointing out right now is showing the difference. It's sort of the man and the person. The man and his commercial aspect. These are all movies that sort of explain that stuff, but you've got to keep an open mind. One of my favorites is K-Tax. This is a very difficult one to understand, but when you realize what's going on in this movie, that you really do have to dig into this stuff. This movie is one of my favorites. It was a favorite before I knew what they were trying to tell me. Of course, for some of the guys in this room today, Fight Club, if you actually watch this movie and listen to what's being said in this movie, they're telling you basically how you should feel about what they're doing to you. These are just some of the movies that I've enjoyed and watched in many cases more than four or five times to see the information that's being passed along. Of course, who owns Hollywood? The same people that own basically everything else in the, how would I say, the central banking world? The central banking world. All right, let's get started here. Will and Testament. The will and testament. you know, I should probably tell a quick story for everybody to understand that everything I'm going to talk about today is around this simple story. Here's what's happening, what has happened to all of us, and has happened to everybody, ultimately since 1933. Since the New Deal, since the ultimate bankruptcy of the United States, where the international bankers, the Bank of England, have took control or basically took ownership of the United States. So mom, your mom, all of your moms, everybody, mom goes into a hospital, a public hospital anywhere in America. Actually, mom goes into a hospital anywhere in the world through the central banking system. Mom goes into a hospital. The hospital is considered a public hospital, but it's also considered a charitable hospital. And a charitable hospital is also considered to be a foundling hospital. That's F-O-U-N-D-L-I-N-G. A foundling hospital. What's a foundling hospital? A foundling hospital is where children are abandoned by their main mothers to the state. They're given away to the state because the mother is considered a pauper and needs help by somebody. So every hospital is a charitable hospital in the world that is a central banking organization running it. Every charitable hospital is a foundling hospital where every child born within it is considered a foundling and abandoned to the state. What does that mean? That means that the child, here's the way it works. Mom goes into the hospital, abandons her child, the state picks up the child, legally adopts it through a legal process, not a lawful process, a legal process. The state becomes the guardian over the child's estate and administrates over the child's estate until he's 18. At 18, the child should be able to take over administrative authority, but cannot, because the child never takes responsibility for his estate, for his property, for his life. And because of that, the state continues to administrate for the man or woman at this point for the rest of the man or woman's life. That's what's happening. Also, the administrative authority, the entire system is probated, but the administrative authority is what we think is the court system in America, the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice, again, is not a system of law, it's a system of commerce, and the Department of Justice is overseeing the heavy authority to administrate over every child born and has since 1933, the New Deal. So again, every man, woman, and child born in America since 1933 is considered to be an orphan. That orphan lives in a house called Congress. That house and a house rule. How many people have children in it? Okay. Yeah. And of course, I mean, depending on how old they are, in your house. Again, my dad said it, your dad said it, everybody's father said it at some point, maybe even some mothers. But what did he say? You live under my roof. You go by my rules. Well, in the House of Congress, where all of the abandoned children live, they have their own rules. What are those rules called? Public policy. So every man, woman, and child in America, they're all orphans, living in the orphanage known as the United States. And the house of that orphanage is called the House of Congress, and Congress oversees or administrates the property of all of these orphans as well. And that's what we have going on here in America. By the way, those of you patriots out there that think that you're voting for your jailers or for your administrators, you are not. You're considered to be a minority within the House. And remember, minors do not have legal. They don't have legal rights because they're underage. So since we're all considered minors, none of what we do, none of our actions are considered legal. Therefore, none of our actions have any. We have no input on what happens in the house. And remember also that it doesn't matter whether it's the left or the right. They're both the same management team. Inside the house, The Republicans and Democrats, including the Ron Paul of the world, they're the same management team. That's the way it works. So, I want to tell that story because everything else from this point forward will make more sense. And if I start to get all jacked up about Ron, just go ahead and turn off this stuff. We're going to talk about the will and the testament. I want everybody to understand what the will and the testament is, because unless you understand this, you don't have there's no possible way to understand the narrative control of your life. What is the will? Everybody thinks they know what the will is. Everybody thinks the will is an intention to do something or a desire. I wish, I will that to occur. I want that to happen. It is my will for that to happen. I told a story about, I had some friends over the other day, three adults sitting here in my house, and I do mean house, in my house, and we have about, I don't know, 14, 15 inches of snow out there. My driveway has not been plowed, shoveled, or anything else. So let's just get to the idea of the will. I'm looking down my driveway right now. There's 14 inches of snow on it. How many people actually believe it is my will or desire to have that plow or shovel? Well, who wouldn't? Everybody wants their driveway plowed or shoveled or cleaned up, correct? So is it my will that it is? No. My will has not been expressed. The driveway is not clean, therefore it is not my will at all. I mean, explain that. Here is me. Let's just say The will is, and all attorneys will agree with this, the will is lack. That's what the will is. It's lack. But it's earthly lack, ultimately. No, it's not. The will, this is a dumb concept for most people, but the will is the land of your soul. It's the land of your soul. So, if it's the land of your soul, is it not your body, your physical body? The land, which is called the will, it is the land, this here is my will. This physical body that houses my soul, it's the house of the holy. You know what? There's movies out there. It's the chariot of the gods. This is what carries my divinity. This is the land of my soul. It's my physical body. So let's get back to the idea of my driveway. The driveway has 14 to 16 inches of snow on it. Is it my will to have it cleaned off? No. Why? In order for it to be my will to have that driveway cleaned off, I would have to physically pick up a shovel. I'd have to physically pick up a shovel. Go down there and shovel it off. My land would have to actually do something to be an expression of this land. I would have to physically do something. So my will would only be expressed, that driveway would only be cleaned off if it truly were my will. My will is a physical action. My body has to do something in order for it to be evidence of my will. Again, a clean driveway is evidence that it were my will to have a clean driveway. I have to physically pick up a shovel with the land of my soul, go down there and shovel it off. Then, and only then, would that driveway be an expression of my will. How about this? If I did a summons to the Private Department of Justice court system, and I show up, I don't want to show up, but I do. I don't want to participate, but I do. That my physical land of my soul, which is my will, my land, shows up in their private courtroom. Is it my will to be there? Absolutely. I mean, there's no possible way that I can say I don't want to be there when it is my will, the land of my soul, shows up there. How about if I sign a document that should force me to sign? Is it my will can sign the document. Well, of course it is. I don't think this email all I want, but is it my will to sign it? Of course it is. I got a pen in hand. That is in the hand. It's in the land. It's upon the land. And when I sign something with my signature, is that not an expression of my will? Absolutely. Can I deny it? No. So is it about a desire or a wish? No. It is evidence. Whatever this has done is evidence of my will. Okay. What is that evidence called? It's called testament. What do I mean by that? The clean driveway is testament or evidence of my will. I picked up with the weight of my soul a shovel way down 100 feet out of the driveway. So the clean driveway is evidence of my will. We're going to call it product. What's a better word? How about fruit? That's the produce. It's a product. The produce. It's the fruit of the soil of the land. It's whatever the land produces. So if the land picks up, again, the land being of my soul, it is my will. I pick up a shovel, I clean out the driveway. A clean driveway is the fruit, evidence of an act of my will. That fruit is also the fruit of my labor, whether it's intellectual or physical. That is called property. But the property is the testament of my will. It's the product. It is what I create. I created a clean driveway. It's the product of my will. It is also evidence of the actions of my will. So again, the will, the land of your soul, has a testament. The property or the result of that will is what is equals an estate. It equals an estate. The will of the testament is your estate. Now here's what's really tough for most Christian or religious folks to gather. This information is so difficult. Why? Because everybody knows that you are so God says that you're supposed to be the steward of what? Of your estate. He says his estate. But are you not directly a product of God, ultimately? It doesn't matter who God is. I mean, I can't explain where everybody came from, so I'm just saying, we can't discover. So I'm not going to argue the point. We're supposed to be the stewards of our own estate. We're supposed to be 100% responsible for our land, and our property. We're supposed to be the stewards of our will and testament. So what happened? Hey, I'm curious. How come everybody out there seems to think that somebody else should insure them or indemnify them for their actions of their will? I mean, don't you think that maybe we're bowing down to two gods, maybe, or two masters? How can you possibly believe that there's a God in heaven or whatever, that you're the steward of your estate, and you turn around and you expect something from the state? This is the house, whatever you want to call it. How do you consider yourself the steward of your life if somebody else is, what, managing it? How about insuring? Anybody here got automobile insurance? Really? So who's responsible for you driving? You or somebody else? If it's somebody else, you're not the steward of your life. If it's somebody else. Hey, how about, does anybody have insurance? Life insurance? What about health insurance? Obamacare? Everybody been fighting for that? How about Social Security? How about letting somebody steal your property throughout your life, but then blaming them that there's nothing there at the end, and thinking that maybe some other 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds should be working to make sure they take care of your estate? Is there anybody here that actually is responsible for their life? I'm just a question. I can't see it. I mean, unless you're 100%, I mean 100%. But what is the United States doing right now? Making it impossible for anybody to be responsible. In fact, don't they say you're everywhere? I mean, you're irresponsible if you don't have insurance. They're telling you that you're irresponsible if you don't have insurance. I mean, how are you supposed to take care of your brothers and sisters? How can you possibly think that you're responsible if you don't have insurance? Well, let's just lay it out here. Insurance is irresponsible. If you have somebody else identify your will and testament, I think that the ultimate is responsibility. And you know what? You're serving another master anyway. I would say the master at that point, your master, is the state. Come on. Come out.
Well, hey everybody, how's it going? It's Ron Rex. Hope you enjoyed that clip a little bit. Let me get my microphone adjusted. And I'm going to bring Antoinette on with me. Good evening, Antoinette. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Ron. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Not doing too bad. Trying to get my microphone straightened back out again. But, anyway.
Yeah, Pumpkin. Did you play this clip before?
Not this one. Nope. Not this one. Something similar to it, yeah. This actually goes on longer. The other one I did similar to this one was shorter. It's more short. It's about 15 minutes. This is actually 30 minutes long. And there's a series. It goes on further.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm getting feedback. Is it your phone or my phone?
Probably mine, because I have it on speaker. Wait a minute. No.
Oh,
my
okay.
Goodness.
That's probably what it is.
Okay. Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah. I try to point that out to people. You know, I'm still, you know, on the 1871 thing. Still doing research on that thing. But, you know, like you're saying, you know, hey,
that's
you know, the central bank. It's all them. I can't hear you, sweetie.
I said the 1871 is very interesting.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I just want to get more information, more knowledge of what they've done. And it's just another part of it. There's more pieces, a lot more thousands of pieces involved, but, you know, I don't think I'll ever in a lifetime learn it all. I mean, I'd like to. I don't see it happening.
To give back to the organic constitution.
Mm-hmm. Well, that thing is, you know, like you talk about the organic constitution, right, and then you have this constitution that's been redone, the original one.
Yes.
But they claim it's to the change of times. You know, that's why they had changes, this is the way society is now, you know, and, you know, technology has caused people to be different. And I don't see how that is, but, you know. I mean, we are different than what we used to be, of course. But that's because, we, you know, we've done better. That's all I did was to do better, not get treated worse. You know, really. It's all, you know, like you said, central banking. It controls every one of us. They're owners. You know, it's mostly by consent. It's mostly by consent. You don't know you're giving that consent. And it's sad. It's a complete fraud. It's really one big, massive fraud, and people just don't get it. And they call me crazy. You know, man, come on.
You went crazy.
You got to be serious, man, yeah.
I am serious.
Yeah.
did you put a link in for anyone for the, where they go get the Organic Constitution or 1871?
Well, just, you know, Google it. You know, I could throw you this. This ain't actually on that, but it has a lot to do with the same thing, the actual laws of what they've done and how they changed everything as the process went on, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see it. I'll check it out later on.
Yeah. Let me see what I can pull up.
Yeah. Man, it rained here all day today. You know, a lousy day.
Oh, see, we've been having that for the past couple of days, so.
Well, it's been all week here.
Not like that now.
Yeah. It should be warmed up, but the humidity is definitely up. I ain't had to water my garden or nothing all week long. It's been great.
Yeah,
see, I'm happy with this year. Because the past few years, man, down here, it just heated up instantly. I mean, it went from hot to, I mean, just real quick. And it was a struggle to, you know, grow anything. And we had to water constantly twice a day, three times a day. It was so damn hot. I mean, I've seen you know, flowers and tomato plants dry up and fall off and die. Just, you know, like, wow.
Yeah, but look, man, this is just May.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The beginning of it.
Yeah. So. What's that to say for the summer?
Mm-hmm. So I hear that the guy that owns that basketball team ain't wanting to sell it. That's what I heard on the news. He ain't wanting to sell it.
But I think I heard something like that, but, you know, I'm not really big on sports, so.
Yeah, me neither, but I figure, you know, it was on the news. Of course, I don't see it as anything worth of any importance whatsoever, you know, that he sold the team. I don't care. Do whatever you want with it. I'm not into basketball. And I don't think it's really good news. I don't think it makes any sense, you know. If it's something that doesn't hurt you from thinking.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't know.
That core, was it, what they call it, Common Core education thing going around?
Yeah.
Boy, there's some people eating up over that. Wow.
Yes.
That is, you know, I read something, a few things on it. I got really in-depth in it. Yeah, I'm working on that too.
Pumpkin, don't you still have a, I know you have a daughter in college, but do you have a child that's still in? Because I know you don't have grandchildren. Waiting for her to respond. And I think it was either her or Izzy's mom that still has a son that's just finishing 10th grade.
Common Core, right. There was another meet on the show last night.
Yes, I told you that.
Right, but also, I was on Georgia's show earlier, and I was there again, two of me.
I told you, somebody hijacked
me. I didn't know I had that loyal of a fan. They love me so much, they
want to
pay me.
They just take your name everywhere. But when it comes in, is your son, is he going to go through the grandfather's clause, or is he automatically going into the Common Core? Pumpkin, I would love it if you called in and talked to us. 718-508-9813.
You remember?
Yeah, I'm doing this by memory now. But I love you calling in and talking to us about it, because
I know the calling number in my pen.
Okay, thank you. She says she will in a little while. She has something to finish first.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. Today was kind of a slow day for me for some reason. Well, I'm having problems with my truck, too. That wasn't good. I had to take the wife to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
You what? No, I said I'm having problems with my truck.
It's a lot of gas. No, I'm looking at the person that just came in. I'm sorry, hon. I can't get your name. Ron, can you get it?
I don't know. Got me. But hello.
But whatever it is,
yeah,
he's a pro.
Okay.
Uh, See, Pumpkin's a mother. There's never no rest when you're a mother. Children always need something done.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it never ends.
Mm-mm.
I mean, my kids are raised and out of the house, but I still got to deal with them.
Mm.
I ain't got no grandkids yet.
You had goats. You had goats.
Mm. No, but I'm going to get some just to sad to you, really. I'm going to go buy some.
Pardon me?
I need something to pull that truck of mine. So I guess I'm going to get in that
thing.
Oh, that
person
over the
left,
weekend.
I guess, because I couldn't say their name. Sorry,
well,
dear.
It's something, Christian Radio something. Look at the profile. Sorry, here you go. All right. Somebody with their hand up. All right. How's it going, caller?
Hey, guys. This is Chad out of New York State. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hello,
how
are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. I saw that your sign there is you guys are having a hard time talking about anything.
Well, not really. I mean, just I didn't have no topic for the day.
No topic?
So I just, nah, You know, we're into politics. I just know. There hasn't been a scandal lately. You know, I don't think earlier when I signed the clip.
This is Ron.
This is my what?
You're relaxed tonight. This is when he gets to have his show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he gets to play and do all of the things that, and I don't give him a hard time.
Yesterday.
Did you?
I had some guests show up here at the house, yeah, trying to drag me off. You know.
Oh, that's right, you did.
You know. But hey, what's on your mind, man? You got anything to say or any topic you'd like to discuss?
Yeah.
Or,
well, I bring on a kind of an interesting debate. Some people would consider it annoying. Others would find it sort of interesting or at least like to argue their point of view. But I am a Christian, and I am a Christian, and I do argue for my worldview that the world we live in has become very subjective to everything that we see out there. I'm sure you see all the bad and the good, mostly bad these days, it seems. But I wanted to get your point of view and find out if you guys were atheists, Christians, something in between.
I'm not an atheist, per se. You know, some people call me that, but I'm not. I don't believe in religion, okay? And here's
okay.
why. I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you exactly why. Because most of the churches, after 6 years of studying these and researching churches, actually going to them, all right, I have learned it's all about money. You know, they play the money game. Jim Baker did a fine job when he got busted. He threw, you know, lift the direction of actually to prove the fact what they were doing. These super churches, all that, you know, it's strictly bullshit. That's what it is. Now, as far as there being a God, I believe there is. As far as there being a Jesus, I question it, but, you know, I give it credit. The Bible itself, it contradicts itself. In the research I've done, I've read the book many times. It does contradict itself a bit, and then you got to look for research where it came from, you know. So King James, okay, well, there you go. You do the research on that guy, and that kind of helps it out, any type of credibility,
okay.
Or, you know, not credibility. It starts right in the beginning of the book. I mean, it tells you right there, what, you know, what's wrong with the picture. And the one was, you know, was Cain and Abel, and they got wives. Where do these wives come from? See, they don't explain that. It just jumps right into it. Like, that don't make no sense. You got Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, then two wives. Okay. So it's, you know, it's things like that. I'm not bashing up. If you're a church going Bible guy, that's cool. That's, you know, I believe in free will. Don't get me wrong. I don't hold it against nobody to do what they can. I mean, that's just my personal belief. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against you. You know, I respect that. But I just, you know, some point I've always looked at it a little differently than other people. You know, like I said, I believe there's a God. Like I said, you know, because somebody had to put us here. Some people say aliens put us here. I don't know. So, I mean, that's kind of funny. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it is what it is. We're here. We're here now. We're alive. And hopefully everybody's well. That's, you know, the thing to keep yourself in the best condition you can and understand what is going on around us. That's what we talk about. We talk mostly about what is going on around us, you know, the criminal cartels that are running this country, the way people are treated, you know, and it's bad. And you're right, there's more bad than good anymore in reality. I mean, the deceptions are so deep, it's sad. And it can be the same thing with the church thing, all right? I mean, it can be deception. I've been deceived out of point. You know, because I went to a Catholic school, you know, when I was a kid. And I'm not even a Catholic, but, I mean, it's just the way I, you know, didn't get into it. But, man, you know, I believe in free will. People need to talk about things, all this, religion, you know, politics, they all go together. They've been that way forever. My thing was, why should religion be involved in politics anyway? That's another question I have. Why is that? You know, when the church and the state are supposed to be separate, blah, 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 blah. And then in my courthouse, I see a big sign, like money sign on it, says, "In God we trust," inside the courthouse. Yeah. And it looks like on money. You know how they stamp it on money? Same type of lettering. So when I have seen that, I just died laughing. You know, I said, let's go ahead and use God in this fraud we're committing. You know, that's the sad part about that one. But, you know, God and Jesus and religion is used for money. Do what does the book tell you? The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of it. That's the sad part.
Well, I think some of the, those particular things, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. There are more hypocrites. And look, I'm not any more a Christian walking into a church than a hamburger walking into Burger King. I'm not a Christian because I go to a church. I'm a Christian because I have denied myself. I've taken up the cross of Christ along with him and denied myself in that. I've become a living sacrifice, as Apostle Paul said. So what makes me a Christian is, and in fact, the word Christian, you probably know this through your history, was actually given to names by followers by the Romans when they persecuted the Christians. They call them little Christ. And that's actually where we get the word Christian from. But you know, some of the other objections you're bringing up, like manuscripts and I forgot some of the other things there. Cain and Abel. Those are not very rare to hear. I hear those quite often. And in fact, I hear them most of the time when I'm talking to anybody who objects it. But I wanted to ask you this question. If a God did exist, do you think there's any way to be able to tell?
So what was that again?
Pardon me?
I said
my question. That's okay. Am I breaking up or am I sounding pretty clear?
Right together. And you kind of faded at the end.
Okay.
Yes, if God... Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, my question to you is, and friend, I do care about you. I just want to let you know I'm not interested in being malicious, although debates can sometimes get heated. I hope that we can, that you can at least see that I'm here on my own free will. I'm not getting paid for this.
Sure.
To go around and try to recruit people to my church. I really do legitimately care about your soul. But my question to you is, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to talk on your show. But my question to you is, is a God, if he does exist, do you think there's any way that we can tell if he exists?
I'm a Christian, so I can answer that question. So
yeah, that's a smarter department.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You want me to answer it?
Yeah,
sure.
I do.
That's my question.
That how can we tell that God exists?
Yeah,
well, for one, it's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your heart when you look around at things that are here, the way how just our bodies are made. And when God made us, he made us so that we would never die. We died because of Adam and Eve's sin. That's when sin, came into the world. And because of that, we've all inherited sin. So I know he exists from when I had my children and I seen the miracle of life. You know, when I see my children being born, it's like, you know, wow. And just from the things that I've been through in my life, where I know I wouldn't still be here today if it wasn't for God. Because if not, then the devil would have had his way and I wouldn't be here. So there's a lot of ways that I know that God exists.
Well, that's a very awesome testimony, and praise God for that. That sounds like a very personal testimony, but what are you going
to
say?
It's supposed to be personal. It's,
well,
you know, each person's walk is personal. And I appreciate that you want to discuss this. You know, and as I said, I'm a Christian.
Great. Well, I would say this, and you know, I'm just going to sort of add to what you're saying, because I think what you're saying is good. But I really need to talk to this, John. It sounds like you're a Christian, and you and I would have a conversation and bore the rest of the people. I would say that for the gentleman that I was just talking to, what was your name, sir?
Mine's Ron Reck. I'm the host of the show.
Ron, that's right. Okay, you're the host of the show. Ron, you said a couple interesting things just about, you know, I don't like religion. I don't like X, Y, Z, the contradictions and whatnot. But I do think that something does exist. Particular something, could you tell me why you think it exists?
Well, we can go back into the beginning of it all, you know.
Okay.
Of course, there's a lot of theories of how it got here, you know what I mean? And that's the unexplained.
Well, what is it? What is it? I don't understand it. What is your God? Is he a female, a male? Is it an alien? What is your? I'm not being malicious towards you, Ron. I really do want to know so I can get to know you better.
Well, I mean, I'm a considered temple. My body's considered a temple. So
your
my existence here to cause all the havoc that I'm doing. I mean, I'm not with the devil because I don't go for that shit. I just don't. Okay, but I do cause havoc, and I do fight. I like to fight. You know, I fight for the right things. You know what I mean? And, I mean, you know, sometimes I'm unorthodox. Sometimes I'm very vulgar in what I talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really,
sure.
I'm an American. That's why I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm an American.
I bet you like chicken wings and everything.
Oh, you bet. Chicken wings, beer, fishing, hunting. You know, I play music. I'm a musician. You know, I've been a professional musician for years. I mean, I live off the grid. And I enjoy life. I enjoy what I got. And I call this God's country where I live.
Your life is God considered God?
I think my God is more of nature. Nature itself is my God, really.
Nature, okay, gotcha.
Nature, right.
Okay, well, let me just so we can progress along a little further, because I know all three of us want to sort of give each other our opinions, but I wanted to probe this a little bit and just see how far we can get, because I really, again, care about you, Ron. I really care about your thinking. Just kind of going back to your God here about being nature. Now, are you somebody? Then you might be somebody who would be a materialist, or somebody who is an evolutionist. Would I be correct by saying that?
I'm more of a revolutionist. Really.
A revolutionist. Well, that talks about our history, but what about our origin? I mean, where do you think we all started from?
Well, I mean, I came from my mom, particularly.
Okay.
I was the seed at birth from that point on to the government. I mean, I'm, like I said, man, I'm here to cause havoc. I'm just, you know, I'm a clip part. You know, trust me, dude, when I was created and put on this planet, it was a bad, bad lab experiment. Seriously. Bad lab experiment. Went wrong. I'm just kidding. But, no, man,
Don't scare me, Ron.
I'm just not into the religious thing. I'm just not into the religious thing. You know, I just don't, you know, I don't push people into it.
Ron.
I just got some deal on the matter of fact that Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas, them nice folks, Yeah, I called them.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. And what kind of response
did I call them? Well,
kind of
after
pretty nasty
they
people.
God and Jesus at me, God and Jesus at me, and I told Lady to go fuck herself, it was pretty well over.
Oh, right, Ron.
I tried to get them for an interview.
Okay.
She
Ron.
Said I was a sinner. I'm no better than the rest of them, and I'm just like the rest. And all, I mean, she's wrong. I mean, with that, and you know, and I asked her, I said, do you work for eBay? You're a hell of an auctioneer. And that pissed her off even more, but hey, that's me. You know, I keep going.
Hey, Ron, hey, but let me ask you a quick question, brother. I want to
sure.
find out a little more about you. Can I ask you more? If I give you more questions, would you give me your opinion?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
So would it be safe to assume that, I don't know, everything that came into existence, besides you coming from your mom, which is physical, okay?
Wow.
You came from your mom, which is physical. She came from her mom, which is physical. And you go all the way back to the beginning of the earth. Would you, do you believe in evolution?
I'd imagine. I'm the first one in my family to actually walk straight, upright, straight.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, we just got
out of cave. If you were to go back to the first human, we came from African apes.
Yeah, I heard that bullshit too. I don't know, man. I mean, we were different.
What, do you think there's any way to tell? Do you think you come from animals?
Well, I mean, I technically, now, a lot of people ain't going to like what I'm going to say here in a minute, but we are animals. We are. I mean, that's that.
How do you make that distinction? Like, tell me about that. Why are we animals?
Well, we're just a different kind of animal. I'm like a dog to dog, a cat to cat, right? Cow to cow, horse to horse, right? They still, they're a warm-blooded animal. They all produce the same way, just like us.
Okay.
They have sexual deals. The deal's done, then out pops onto us, one of them. It's a manufacturing cycle.
I don't believe in sex.
Well, but there, you got to remember also.
I'm kidding with you, man.
No, I know, but that's cool. But you know, I consider us humans, which is technically
right.
The word human is a monster. I consider we're farms like livestock.
Okay. Right.
You know, we're tagged at birth. You know, matter of fact, we're pre-tagged. We get spread around, you know. And, you know, I mean, because it's perfectly clear that we are already, you know, considered collateral for the banks, you know, for the U.S. government, them people. But like I said, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm an American. That's the difference between me and other people, you know. I mean, I would be considered more of a minority now since I claim that I'm an American.
Well, I consider myself an American citizen. I agree with that. I agree with you on that one, Ron.
Well,
George,
who is
that? George, that citizen, don't say that's a bad word. Oh. Citizen's a real bad word, man. Just American. It's American.
Oh.
We got another guy
oh.
on the line here?
Yeah, this is...
Yes,
George,
there is.
From Firefox News Primetime on BTR.
Firefox He's News Online Primetime, to be exact.
Online. I'm sorry, George.
He's got a radio voice. Hey, Ron. Let me continue in this because I think this is kind of interesting that you think that. Can I tell you an interesting Bible verse just to throw it out at you?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I'm going to go there, and it's actually found in Romans chapter 1, and I'm just going to read it to you real quick here because what I think it says is quite interesting. Now I know you don't believe in the authority of Scripture. You've already made that clear. But
right.
I would say there's something interesting in Romans 1 starting in verse 18, and I'm going to read it kind of quick because I don't want to bore you. It says starting in verse 18, and then if you would allow me to explain this without, you know, us getting into any kind of debate, I would appreciate that. It's only because I think what I have to share with you might clear some things up, but it may not for you, but I'll give it a try anyway.
Give it a shot.
It says in Romans 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal God, power and Godhead, so they're held without excuse. But these verses are saying, this is Romans 1, 18 through 20, and what this is saying, I think, makes a very interesting point, Ron. It's saying, okay, whether or not you believe in that view, that I know you probably don't, but I'm going to share something with you that I think makes an interesting thought. In Romans 1, 18 through 20, it says that all men, there's a couple points here, okay? All men know God exists, the God. And we'll argue the God, what that is, in just a moment, okay? But right now, just understand what Romans 1 is saying. Everybody knows who God is, but they suppress that truth in their unrighteousness or their sin. Now, how does he do it? If you were going to ask the question, well, how does men know God exists? Because, and I'm going to speak for an atheist now, well, me as an atheist, I don't believe that I know God. I don't think he exists. But the Bible says all people know he exists, but they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Well, the answer comes a little later when it says right here, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So in other words, the answer, the reason why people know God exists is because of creation, because of conscience, because of Godhead, and because of character. And just allow me to explain this. See, right now, Ron, you have an interesting worldview because I like to call, and don't take offense to this, okay? This is just something, because I can't explain it any other way. Your worldview is sort of like a bubble, all right? Everything in your bubble is yours and mine and I. You are appealing to your own opinions and your thoughts, and that is truth to you. But what's interesting is that when you get to Romans and you're listening to these verses, what is saying is, outside of our little bubble that we live in, God says, you know me, and that's because of the attributes and the character even of my own self. Now, what is he talking about?
Can I interrupt for a second here, caller?
Sure.
First of all, caller, who are you?
Well, I'm not done explaining this whole thing, so if you're going to try to interject during the middle of this, I won't be able to answer your question until I'm done explaining it.
Excuse me, hon. He's, you know, just like you called in and you brought this topic up, this is a person that's calling in to ask you a question, you know, usually when the lines are open. Excuse me, dear. Usually when the lines are open,
right,
you know, we try to have a conversation back and forth.
Right.
You made a statement, and he was asking you a question, just like you have a question in the chat room. Someone asked if you were an atheist.
No, I'm not an atheist.
Okay, and the person that's on the line that just said something to you, they were asking you a question because not everyone heard you from the beginning.
Well,
right,
I heard him from the beginning,
why,
per se, in regards to this Bible verse and all, but what I was asking was, who is he? That's all I wanted to know, but I mean, you know, it's cool.
Right. Well, I don't mean this maliciously, you guys. I didn't mean to say
and
that like
excuse
to,
me,
to shut you
excuse
up.
Excuse me one second, please.
I'll just
Ron, you have callers on that Pumpkin's
open.
Trying to get in.
Everybody's open. Everybody's on.
Okay, Pumpkin, you're open, huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. The reason I said that is because I want to make sure that I get the point across first before somebody, because I know people are going to probably object to this. So I don't mean that maliciously, sir. I know you got a question or you got a concern, and that's fine. I'm open for that.
The only question
just,
I was asking was who are you?
Sure.
Was who you were?
What's
and
your name, man?
That's all
What's
I was trying
name,
to find
you?
Out.
That's
but
right.
That's
okay.
I'll shut up now.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Sure,
I'm just trying to. I was right in the middle of explaining this, and I apologize. My name is Chad. I'm a Christian. That's all I am. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I don't claim to have written any books. I'm just somebody who loves the Word, and I love people. And I'm just trying to make a really important point. And if you're interested in the even in philosophical area of humans, this might be an interest to you, because I was explaining that Romans 1 is saying that people know God exists, but they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And the reason we know that we know God is because he is the very character and nature in which we use tools from. Let me explain that. We use logic. We use reason. We use morality, and they're objective. They're not subjective. If somebody broke into your home and killed your family, you would act the same way I would act. You would feel hurt. You would feel angry. You'd want justice. But I was responding to Ron, because Ron has a very interesting worldview. His worldview is, well, you know, I think that God is really nature, and it's sort of, and again, Ron, I don't mean that in any disrespect at all.
Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude.
Why?
Perhaps you can give Ron your contact information, and one night we can have you as a guest on the show. So that way it can be, you know, fully on what you're talking about. You know, we do have guests on periodically, but, you know, as I said, I'm a Christian. I understand. But primarily on this show, what we talk about is politics. We talk about alternative news, you know, New World Order and things like that.
Sure.
You know, so,
okay, well,
you know, perhaps,
I
you know,
just,
one night you can come, you know, you can come back
right,
and
right,
you can fill people into Bible prophecy.
Internet.
You know, where
Internet.
We are in Bible prophecy. Yes.
Hang on one second. I got to play this clip. You guys got to hear this real quick. So we are at the same type of
station
of occasion. We're also going to play this clip. So hang tight real quick for a second.
In the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contact. No. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told.
Okay, fix that. I'm back. Did I lose y'all?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I knew you were
going to
play
that,
Ron.
Well, I did that for a reason. He's gone.
Oh.
He's gone. I didn't mean to, you know, piss him off, but I'm not into talking
about
this.
I mean, but this isn't the platform for it.
Don't
I mean,
try to
you
control
have
my
to.
Show.
You have to respect other people's views and, you know, their will. And, you know, I kept trying to, you know, let him know, well, I was, but, you know, this isn't the time nor the place for that.
Right.
Well, I did put up an interesting link about the devil. I thought he'd like to see that, but maybe he wouldn't. I think he might take it the wrong way. And I thought it was humorous. I don't know if you ever saw it, Mr. Bean playing the part of the devil, welcoming everybody to hell.
No, I never saw
that. Oh, it's classic. It's pretty funny. But he's separating the group. He says, lawyers, would you please stand over here? Separating them.
That sounds funny. I'm going to have to put that
it
down
is.
And watch.
Look at the link. It's pretty good.
I'm going to watch it later.
Anyways, hi, everybody. How are you? George? Gunslinger? We got everybody in here. This is the late night show.
This is Ron's night. Remember, y'all.
That's it. Ron, it's not your birthday, is it?
No, it's my hangover.
He has 52 holidays a year, every Friday. What, Ron, you never played that song yet?
I forgot.
I'll get it. I'll do it.
You know, I'm starting to sound like, what's his name? That one old actor. Jimmy Stewart.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's my friend, the rabbit.
See, but it's his night, Joe.
You know, I used to play.
Wow.
Well, that's the reason why I said, you know, I mean, contact us, you know. Well, could have made it a show. That way, you know, you have a presentation, then.
Okay, I would definitely do a whole production for that. I'd do a whole production for that, and it was, you know, maybe church chat with Ron Rex. How are you doing this
That
evening?
Would just be trouble.
Church death right now.
No, I can't even say anything.
We have a problem with our company. They're threatening to shut our power off. We'll no longer be able to read the word. And my car's broke down, and I need a red lobster dinner. So you need to dig deep in their pockets, and pull out that love gift you sent her. Operator, stand by. Paper credit card ready.
Ron just didn't write you.
Yeah, love gift. And if you act right now, if you give me a $500 donation, I will send you a 5-gallon bucket of dried beans, because you know when the end comes, when it's all over, you're going to need that bucket of beans. So for $5, or $500 you send me, I'll send you that dry bucket of beans. And if you call within the next 5 minutes, I'll throw in a 5-gallon bucket of rice. You'll be able to feed your family for at least a month off that.
I don't need rice. I don't need beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you get all thin fast. But that's what
you
does.
No, Slim Fast. I don't take Slim Fast.
I didn't say Slim Fast. I said you'll get thin fast if you don't.
Okay, listen, y'all. Listen, this is Ron's song.
I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Okay, did y'all like that? Hello?
Well, yeah. It's hard to hear it a little bit.
I couldn't really hear it.
I'm sorry.
No, I heard a lot of, there was a lot of staticky and I don't know.
I'm
maybe,
so sorry.
No, that's okay.
See, Ron was supposed to have uploaded it.
Oh.
I gave it a while ago. That was his.
I think
his song.
I haven't uploaded.
Oh, do you want it? Why didn't you play it?
I don't know. Because I'm scatterbrained today.
Oh my! Well, play the song so everyone can hear it.
It's Friday, right? It's Friday. The name of the song, right?
Yeah, but no, that's not it. One that I have listed Friday is
It's Friday.
Okay, but I don't think that's it. I think that's another one that I uploaded. But you can try, but I don't think that's it.
I gotta find it again now. Let's give it a shot for a second.
I'm not in the studio. Nope, that's not it.
That's not it? Okay.
That's not it. Nope. Right. I told you that one's supposed to be Living for the Weekend, but I just put Friday because I knew that was the day to play it. Was on Fridays.
Right. So has anybody heard anything on the American Spring? Any latest information on that? I have not heard nothing.
George.
He left. He took off. Aww.
George has done some incredible work on that. Some interviews with the Colonel, and he really knows. He'd be the premier source.
Right. Yeah, shit. I'm sorry he left.
I am too.
Well, from
what I heard, they didn't get the numbers that they expected, but they were still making a footprint. They were still making a statement,
right.
And that they passed out the packages to every member of Congress, and outlining why we feel this way, all of us, and why we feel Obama's wrong, and what's going on is illegal, and people should be impeached, and so, but everybody there has been fantastic with them, from what we've heard. The police, everyone's been polite to them. No one's acting like Occupy Wall Street, where they're throwing trash all over and creating problems, and none of that. None of the arrests and everything that everybody was predicting. None of
mm-hmm.
it. You know, everyone so far has been very respectable. And now I don't even know if they're still continuing it.
I don't know. That's my whole point.
I know last Saturday was supposed to be a global march for Monsanto.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I haven't been keeping up with them. I'm sorry, y'all. This has been a very hard week for me.
What's the matter?
Okay, Iggy's mom said, yes, so far they are. With the American Springs, Iggy? Iggy, can you call in, please? And Pumpkin, you're still on the line, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see, I'm not at the... I don't have the board, so I don't know what's going on.
I might be able to
remind Ron to check it every so often.
I am. I'm on 10 different pages. I'm trying to...
Well, you better make sure you don't crash. Okay, Iggy's mom said yes, so far they still are, and she said yes. So
well,
I guess they're still...
I see is a week ago. Oh, I'm Long Talk Radio Show, 6 Central. BP Earth.
Well, do you really think mainstream media is going to give it too much attention? They like confusion. If it's a bunch of confusion, then they'll report that. But if they shine too much of a light on it, then you'll have people gathering.
If they do, they'll downplay it.
Earthwatch.com,
yes.
Talk Radio Show. What the hell? British Petroleum Earthwatch?
Pardon?
What is that? Okay, I'm on YouTube looking, if there's anything, new videos out. It says American Spring Update and links by BP Earthwatch. com.
And I know they used to have a Ustream channel where they were doing it live.
Right.
Pardon me?
They have a Blog Talk radio show, too.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Dot com, WS, you know, dpearthwatch.com, Blog Talk show tonight at 6 p.m. Central.
Okay, Iggy's mom just put in a link for us. Thank you, Iggy. Iggy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot's place?
Okay.
Okay, it's about, oh, and this was from yesterday. Is somebody driving a car?
Nope, that's the air conditioner.
Oh, okay. You know what? I have mine on, too, and I'm sitting here freezing.
Yeah.
And I need to go and cut it off. Four men died. Oh, in Benghazi. Many Democrats lied. And all of them lie. Is this Kilroy?
Yes, it's Mike.
Mike, I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
Mike, could you kind of move away from your air conditioner?
Well, what I can do is maybe lower the power. Sorry about that. The fan?
Oh, that's okay.
I can lower the fan. All right. Well, here, I'll
shut
it off. It'll heat up in here.
You to shut it off and be hot. Look,
No,
I
that's
can't
okay.
stand to be hot, so.
No, that's all right.
I can't hear. What are you hearing? I don't hear nothing.
Probably
I hear the air conditioning. Yeah, remember, I hear everything.
Yeah.
Damn. Just remember, whenever around Antoinette.
I do. I hear everything. I know I get on my children's nerves, but I hear every little sound. I hear it.
And I bet you smell everything, don't you?
Yeah.
I smell everything, too.
I was smoking a joint in your bathroom. That's what you're telling me.
Heck no, you better not even think about it. Oh, you must be crazy. Uh-uh. No, Lord, no. Uh-uh. Oh, heavens,
what?
No. Well, God, what's
it's
wrong with you?
The good Lord provided that plant for us.
Yeah, but you're not going
to
smoke it in my house. You better not even bring it in my house. Because I don't want it in my house.
Well, have you ever thought about the, you know, all the scientific knowledge they've made with it and states are legalizing it? And,
yes, I see that. And you know what? Just like I said before, they should have decriminalized it, left it alone. Now Monsanto is going to have its hands on it, so it's not going to be worth anything.
Yeah, that's going to be the funny part about it. They use Roundup, and it's a weed. It'll kill it. So they have to modify it to marijuana to be able to keep being poisoned by their chemicals. Wow.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Or they'll use plant food or something. So it's not going to be the intentions. They're just finding a way to kill it. I'm waiting for them to start doing something to the aloe plant.
I'm wondering.
Because I told that to my friend in California when she, you know, she had these big, beautiful aloe plants. And they went through and they sprayed and it killed that and her lemon trees. And her aloe plants was a couple of feet. They were big and beautiful. And killed her lemon trees. And, you know, she was just so upset. Her neighbors were upset, you know, because it's killing all their stuff. So, I wonder if they're doing that because that's a healing plant. You know, you use aloe for everything.
Aloe vera?
Yeah.
Aloe? Yeah.
Yeah, A-L-O-E.
Yeah, it's great. You get burnt and stuff to have around.
Yep.
Yeah,
aloe,
you can drink it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my daughter-in-law, she makes a juice out of it, which is really good. She does that. No, but she does it with mango. And you can't taste the aloe, you know.
Right.
I mean, really, I don't know what aloe tastes like. I can taste the mango. So it's really good. And my grandson drinks it.
Yeah, it won't hurt you. Probably good for you.
No, it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that works.
Beer and whiskey.
Well, I don't drink beer and whiskey.
Have you considered it?
No.
I'm kidding you.
I tried beer before when I was younger. That's the nastiest tasting stuff I've ever had in my life.
Antoinette, talk show radio
yes.
could drive you to drink, so don't worry. In no time, we'll have you drinking whiskey. It'll be.
I'm an example.
Oh, yes.
I'm an example. Yes. I'm the poster child for it. I'm the poster child for this.
I can see
no,
the advertisement
dear,
on TV
not...
now. You standing there holding a bottle on television saying, talk show radio did this to me. It could do it to you, too.
Oh, no, no, no.
Call
no.
in now.
Damn, Dr. Phil.
Look,
Mike, Dr. Phil,
I do not even drink sodas. I do not drink
Phil,
sodas.
You don't understand why I drink like I do. I drink like a fish. I don't ever come off oxygen. I only come out of the beer vat to talk on my show. Ever since I went on Blog Talk Radio, I became a blown, full, operational alcoholic.
No.
Don't blame it on Blog Talk.
Where's
Mrs.
Ruck
at? Let me talk to her. Let me call her.
These people on Blog Talk Radio have drove me to drink some beer. I don't get beer by the box. I get it by the truckload.
Okay.
I can drink rivers. Rivers of beer, rivers of wine.
Okay.
That'd be kind of hard to do, wouldn't it? That's a lot. I know a few people that drink like that. Get up in the morning, start drinking. I can't do that part. No. I got to deal with looking at myself in the morning after I drink day four.
Okay, did y'all pull up Iggy's link?
No,
yes,
hold on.
Okay, please pull it up. This was from yesterday. And it has pictures on here from the American Springs. So this was as of yesterday.
Great.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, this man who was a Vietnam veteran found himself dealing with a park police officer. And there...
Colonel Riley?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Iggy.
Yeah, thanks for this. I wonder what the numbers are. I wonder how many people are there total, though.
I don't know. Iggy, do you know? Ron, is Iggy on the line? Polkin, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, Bigfoot moving forward has been too many days. Now, Iggy, who is Bigfoot? I don't know. Does anyone know?
Mm-mm.
I never heard about I'm assuming it's a movement also. I haven't heard about that one.
Well,
could you please call in?
Oh,
her phone is out of juice. Oh, darn, Iggy.
What's the deal?
Her phone is out of juice, so I guess she needs to charge her phone.
Yeah, he's on a lot of BTR shows, she says.
Yeah. She does. Pumpkin, do you know anything about that? About the Bigfoot?
About Bigfoot, that's his name on BTR.
Oh, okay. It's a person.
He's like myself
or
Iggy that, you know, participates or visits BTR shows.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't understand that. Thank you both. Thank you for explaining it, Pumpkin, because I was lost. I thought that was another movement. See, I don't know. It's better for me to say I don't know instead of pretending like I know it all.
Mm. Yeah, I guess just a pen name they use, that he uses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He or she, whatever, yeah.
I think that's a guy.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Please turn that television down.
excuse me. See, I'm in my room and I can hear the television. No, see, y'all, honestly and truly, I'm the worst person to be around because I can't stand noise, no kind of noise. You know, I hear every little thing. If you drop something, I hear it. And it's just irritating.
I just dropped a screwdriver. I'm just joking. I just dropped a screwdriver.
Yeah, and I heard it.
I was just checking with you. I just wanted to test you to see if that was true. No. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's irritating, especially sounds that are coming from different directions.
Right.
Yeah, like she still didn't turn it down, but you holler she did.
No, I turned down the air conditioner.
No, I'm talking about my daughter.
Oh, I shut mine on.
No, see, my youngest son, said, Mom, since you're so sick, he said, look who I brought home to take care of you. And I love my daughter, bless her heart, but, Lord, she makes noise.
Yeah, they kind of come equipped with that noisemaker, you know.
Yeah.
Even when they're full grown.
Yes, yes.
They don't seem to stop, you know.
No, it doesn't. I think it gets worse as they get older. I don't know. Let me not say that, Lord, because I try to got to remember now about when the grandchildren are here, because they make noise.
A lot of it.
Yeah,
they do. Because then they want to run to the house, and they know I don't allow running. You know, go outside and run.
The first time I seen a kid on a leash, I was in college.
A kid on a leash?
Kid on a leash, yeah, and it's harness on the
When you seen a child on the leash?
On a leash, like a dog.
Yeah, I've seen that before, children.
They're
not kids,
leash.
They're children. They're not goats that you're seeing running around.
Well, the little goat, I seen this little goat with a harness on him. And it would suck him right back. It's sliding right back, you know. That line,
I seen them.
Right?
I never could understand why people did that. I thought that was terrible.
It's a lot safer than duct tape, and you don't get into trouble in public when you're doing it. Because the duct tape, people get offended.
That offended
me. It looks like it's meant to be there. It looks like it's meant to be there.
No, to me, that's not treating children like children. You're treating them like they're some kind of little animal, like they're a pet.
Well, it depends. It depends on the kid. You know, we used to play a gig every year for 11 years. I used to fly over to Hawaii and play the festival over in Ala Moana Park. And we'd see the Japanese families with their children, and they used to let them run wild. These kids would be, it was unbelievable. They got away with everything. They were all over the place. And somebody that was Japanese, we were talking, I said, what's with this? What's going on? He said, in their culture, they believe that the kids should, up to a certain age, be allowed to, given their freedom. Because once they hit, I forget what the age was, because you know how Japanese culture is very strict, so Japanese society is very strict? Well, once you hit that age, that's it, you're... They batten down the hatches, so to speak. And so that when they're young, they let them have their freedom. But then when they start getting older, that's it. So, but oh, my God.
Fun time is over.
Yeah, I guess so. But at first, I'm looking, I'm running all over them. So, my God, these are future kamikaze pilots everywhere. They were running everywhere.
Oh, my. See, I can't stand that. I do not have the patience. I do not like to see children running through the store.
Oh,
I don't like, and I've always been that way. Lord, when my children went into a store, they knew they better not. Don't you even think about it. Don't ask me for nothing. You know, we go through a whole lecture before we even went into the store.
I like watching children throw tantrums, especially at Walmart. I like watching kids throw tantrums.
Really like Walmart, don't you?
Funny. Well, yeah, because it's entertainment. It's live entertainment. I'm serious. You just go hang out at Walmart, walk around for a couple hours in Walmart, and see the people. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's just
said
funny.
Someone came out with animal backpacks with long tails the parents can hold on to. Wait a minute. Shoot, for the parents to hold on to. Oh, Lord, have mercy. No, that's why I told, please don't tell that to my son. They got a little pug, and I can see them with a backpack on him. Mm. Thank goodness Pugsley's getting old.
I'm going to send him an email. Hey, man, look. I wouldn't do that. I'm kidding.
No, yeah, and it'll be a day that they decide that, oh, Mom, Pugsley missed you, and he wanted to see you, you know, because the dog can talk to him, and they understand him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I always wanted to learn to speak Doganese. How do you do that?
I think children know how to do it.
Well, I mean, I know I've talked to St. Bernard, so I could slop or just lock him. You know, so I talked to St. Bernard, but that's about the only one. He's on pretty drunk. The dog's drunk, too.
Ow! Shoot! I'm sorry, Iggy. And he said, no. She laughed at me. They put the backpacks on the child and hold the tail to keep track of the dog.
Hold the tail to keep track of the child. Oh, okay.
Okay.
They do fill packs for dog go heads. They do actually fill packs for dogs.
My favorite was John Belushi's approach, how he handled children. That was always one of my favorites. Or W.C. Fields. He also had a great line. Remember W.C. Fields?
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
W.C. Fields had a great one. Somebody asked him, do you like children? He said, only if they're cooked properly.
Oh, my. He was funny. I liked him.
So, yeah, but Belushi wasn't that either.
Tell me your children. Oh, my.
Do you remember seeing this one? That from the remember
I've
the
seen
Blues
the
Brothers?
Movie, but Sell Me Your Children?
Well, yeah, he was in a high-class restaurant, and he was trying to embarrass his buddy who was the maitre d'.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Remember, that's
a
clip I put out.
How much for the women?
Yeah, how much for the women? I buy your women. Yeah, the guy's going, waiter.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, Mike, back during that time?
Yeah.
People can say those kind of things and, you know, almost get away
and
with it.
You know, we can
now
laugh.
You say
I mean,
those kind of
fun.
Things and you don't know what people mean.
No,
you don't
I know
if it's a joke if they are, if they're serious.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor about it.
I mean,
but that was a classic.
I don't know. I think I know too much about what they do with children and everything else now that...
Yep.
I don't want to joke about children.
That's what Ron's playing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny.
That was funny. How much for the women I buy? How much for the...
I have watched that movie so many times, man, and I'll watch it again.
I haven't seen it in years.
You know what I enjoy, too? The musicians that are in it, they got the finest. I mean, Tom's Bones Malone there and all the guys.
Yeah.
What a brass section they had. Those guys were great.
Malone.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a brass section. That was the audio. I mean, they released it. I mean, it was. I don't know if it's still out.
Ray Stevens was in it. The pawn shop guy shot the kid. He's trying to steal the car. He's blind. Who was the other one? Cab Calloway.
Yep.
You know.
They had musicians on there. That was they spent the money and they brought in good, great musicians. So,
yeah, it was really good.
That was good. And I like the band playing behind the screen. Remember that? And everybody's throwing beer bottles at him at the Redneck nightclub?
Yeah, what was the name of that place? Country Bob's.
The Wagon Wheel or something? I don't know.
No, Country Bob's.
Was
it? Country Bob's Country Bunker.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That was great. And these guys are trying to play, and the only song they knew was Rawhide.
That was it. Played it all over and over again. They all loved it. They fell in love with it.
Oh,
I think they try to start with when a man loves a woman or some shit. They did that and they sung that one, too.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I do remember that one. I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
But Iggy's mom said that they also had backpacks for service animals or hyper ones.
Right. They do. Well, you remember the St. Bernard had a barrel in their snack full of whiskey, you know.
I remember the St. Bernards. Look, we had a St. Bernard when I was a child. And my brother and I, we used to get on his back and ride him like a horse.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't think
he was
impressed with it, though.
Yeah, because he was so big, but so we rode him like he was a horse. His name was Frisbee. I had maybe about 5 or 6, maybe under that.
Okay.
Also,
yeah, you weren't like 12 or 13. My God, though. Dog.
Oh no, I would have broke his back.
Yeah, you would have busted his back. No.
He died before then, but his name was Frisbee. I loved that dog.
My wife is.
So that was my horse.
English Mastiff.
Mastiff.
Yeah, they big. They real big.
And ugly.
Oh, they're so cute. But I'm getting a puppy. I'm going to buy a puppy. So she won't know what that kind is. The dogs are growing up, say a word to her. You know, dog. Yeah.
I'm going to have a talk with Mrs. Brett. She's going to kick your butt.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Well, hey,
kids, you're going to kick your butt, too.
What's that?
Where are you going overtime? What are you doing?
I don't think I'm going to go overtime tonight. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, one of them days.
Thank you. You
it's
have a good night
weekend.
Also, Pumpkin. Thank you for calling and chatting with us.
Really,
it's always
it.
A pleasure.
Sorry. I apologize to everybody for the religious moment.
I mean, he was a caller, and
I give him a shot. But I know where he was. I know where he was going. You do too. You know, you jumped on him before I did.
But guys, try to remember if you get a chance, take a look at that other link I put up.
I got some,
the YouTube
got
on the
there.
On from Mr. Bean.
Oh
right.
Yes, I have both of them.
Rowan Atkin.
Yeah, try
mm-hmm.
to save that one. That's really.
And then
fun.
After I watch it, I'm gonna watch a bunch of his clips. I'm probably watch the Blues Brothers tonight. So.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Make some popcorn and watch the Blues Brothers, man.
Yeah.
There we go. That sounds like a way to end tonight.
Okay, now.
On a mission from God. You're on a mission from God, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's
the
it.
The nun scene was killer, too. The nun scene was real good.
Yeah, that was good. Where she glided
the
into the room.
The penguin.
Yeah.
The penguin.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's my grandson's birthday Sunday.
Oh,
sounds like cake time.
Yep.
Sounds like what time?
Cake time.
Cake and ice cream.
Birthday cake.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, guys, you have a great night.
Thank you.
You too.
And thank you for coming back, Mike. I really enjoy you. I enjoy everyone.
Oh,
I enjoy Gunslinger, and Gunslinger didn't even call in tonight.
No, he didn't call in. I guess.
See, he wasn't expecting me to be here and talk. I wasn't planning on to, Gunslinger.
Oh, he's still there. I see his name on the board.
Yeah, he just didn't call in.
No.
But you didn't call in, Gunslinger.
Oh. And Mike,
my feelings are hurt.
The other Mike didn't call in tonight. Hood, what was his name?
No,
Mike?
Michael Hood didn't call in.
Yeah,
and Iggy's mom, she just...
That's okay. Maybe we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time,
Ron?
All right.
10 o'clock.
What time, Ron? Pardon me?
10 o'clock, dear. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Yep. 10 o'clock.
Okay, so that's 11 Eastern time, folks.
Yeah. I know you hate me for that, but I like 10.
I don't hate you. I mean, but it is what it is.
It's late. Yep. But that's okay.
I'll argue with about it later, sweetie. You know?
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guys, y'all have a good night. I'm going to kick us a song, and I'm out of here.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, have a good one, folks.
Just say no to GMO, 'cause Monsanto has got to go. Want to see it on the label? Say no, say no, say no to GMO. Healthy food. I don't want pesticides. want to see it on the label. Say no, say no, say no. GMO. Telling